Twin Force Fusion. Stop explaining bleep to women many years ago. Do you and you only stay away from I'm going to ignore you, Twin Force, because this is for posterity. This is for posterity. I'm going to help out the gals. For any gals wondering, let me explain. It's an advanced concept, and I hope you girls are sitting down taking notes. This is a place called The Store. Now, what's really clever about The Store is that its purpose is in the name. One might even call it a verb. Okay, because now sit down. Here you go. Are you girls ready? At the store, they store things for you. Now, this is advanced because I know you girls think, well, everything needs to be in the house, you know, because that's where the store is. Now, if this was the 1800s, yes, yes. This was Little House on the Prairie. Yes, you would have to probably have a lot of things in storage. All right. But you see, you don't need all these things in your house today because there's a place called The Store. All right. And I'll explain how I saw it. So I went to a house and I don't know what it is. If I took the time, I could probably make the link, but it wasn't a hoarder's house, but it was a older woman and just all the crap. Perhaps maybe to me, it's like you obviously love things more than your children, than your husband, any loved ones. You're a worthless person. Perhaps that's what it is. I really loathe and detest worthless people where it is things and you're going to fill up these things because you're too lazy or too stupid to come up with interesting conversation to be of intellectual stimulation and value to your fellow human being, including your loved one. Oh, by the way, sit down, everybody. Y'all better have ordered some chairs from Walmart. Believe it or not, could you believe this woman was fat? Could you believe that? The woman was fat. Like, so, you know, why be hot and thin and have sex? But that way, thank God, because you'd have to clear space to have sex on, including the bed. And of course, I've seen men be not hoarders, but just you're all cluttered. You just got all your crap, all your stuff. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, yeah, I'm looking at these things. Oh, by the way, another thing. Sit down, everybody. Got your chairs? Where's a fanny couch, Beauregard? Did you know that the conversation was incredibly boring with this lady? Like, not one intelligent thing. Talking about stuff. Talking about things. Talking about mind-numbing crap. I'm like, I think I'm going to have a pot. Like, I just don't hang out with other people. I'm just finding out that the people are getting, either I'm getting better and smarter, harder, better, faster, stronger, Daft Punk-like, or people are getting dumber and slower. Probably maybe a little bit of both. But could you imagine, like, the conversation was, so all I had to do was start, like, looking, like, okay, I'm going to do some inventory. I'm going to, like, about 90% of the stuff is at, once again, ladies, sit down. The store. See, now I'll explain this advanced concept to you. See, the store stores things for you free of charge. Free of charge. Could you imagine that? Free storage. And what you do is you say, I need a thing. And then you go to someone and say, where should I go to find the thing? And someone will say, the store. Now, you might say Amazon, but Amazon, if you drive past one of their facilities, is just a really, really, really big store. And they're all the crap you ever wanted that has no value and will give your life no value, but you think it will. It'll be like this semi-conscious world, false reality lie you live in. All right? You could go to the store and you give them money, and then they give you the worthless trinket crap for you to go and fill up your house with. And then that way, you don't really need to store things at your house. Now, I'm going to make this even more advanced. Okay, I'm going to make this more advanced. And I've written about it extensively in Bachelor Pad Economics, which, albeit it is for bachelors, but the laws of economics and finance and personal investing does not change regardless of your sex. Sit down. Okay, here we go. We're going to go through fourth grade math. We're going to talk about square footage. We might go to fifth grade math and talk about cubic volume. Okay, but let's just do two dimension now. See, the more crap you have, the more square footage you need. And I don't know if you've noticed this about housing or rents. It's based on largely square footage. So the more crap you have, the more storage space you need, which drives up linearly. There's a big word. Your rent and your mortgage. And I don't know if you've ever done a personal budget. A lot of concepts we're going over here. That is usually your number one expense, unless you were stupid enough to major in a master's degree in the liberal arts or law school. And then that's your number one expense. And I would like to make an esoteric, philosophical life point here. You're not going to be happy with stuff. And the stuff doesn't go anywhere. It's at Walmart. All the stuff you ever wanted, it's right there. It's right there. You can get your stuff at any time. Walmart will store it for you. Amazon will store it for you. But buying things and packing your house with it, some of you so stupid, and here the boys are equally guilty, you have to have storage. That's my favorite. See, Walmart and the grocery store and Target and all in Amazon, they'll store your stuff for free. No, I got to buy stuff that I'm not going to use in my house to rent storage at a storage facility. See, because I just like pissing away money and then wondering why I'm poor. Maybe that's what it is. It's just you're just all worthless pieces of crap. You have no value. You don't care about other people. You don't care to have other people in your life. You care to have crap in your house to the point people cannot function in your house, or they're at least like, ooh. And this wasn't a hoarder. I've seen hoarders mentally ill. Get them out of here. Just get them out of the gene pool. Go. You people trying to prevent hoarders, just let them die in their squalor and filth. That's a whole different way. But for those of you, I'm a pack rat. Then the husband's like rolling the eyes, like, we got, oh no, Jebediah, not the grapes of wrath, great depression. I might use that. But we have an entire aisle of rubber bands at the store. Walmart has an entire rubber bands. No, I need it. What if I need it? Well, then you would go to the store. Is this too complex? And then when you don't have crap laying around, then you could have sex on the kitchen table if you'd like. Of course, you'd have to get rid of your fupa. You have to lose weight. Your husband's soldier would have to stand up at attention. His little soldier needed. But you could clean out all this crap. You could actually use your furniture. And you could probably scale down and save a lot of money on rent or a mortgage. But man, you girl, it's not enough that Walmart is holding your stuff for you for free. That's not good. It's not even that Tiffany's is holding your jewelry for free, or Home or At Home. The furniture stores are holding your friend. No, you gotta have it within a 20-yard radius of yourself. You gotta have it there. It has to pile up on countertops. Do you know there's countertops underneath all the crap you got? Oh, my favorite. Oh, I'm going to read those magazines. Sure you are, lady. Sure you are. You and your 10 years of life expectancy. Man. Yeah, you're going to get through all those National Geographics, right? Right. So there it is. I just want to explain the store to women. Okay. Sometimes the guys need to learn about the store. we could, in fairness, point out that the garage is to store vehicles, not all your crap. Right. So it's not just the guys get away, but I'm just amazed. And, you know, what do you suppose the girls did? What do you suppose the lady did? Let's go shopping. We got to go. She got to buy more stuff because I have no value. I'm worthless. See, if I don't buy things, then what existence do I have? I don't know. You could develop your personality. could maybe spend time with the grandchildren. Don't know. There's the storm. DJ Aftershock, $5. Teehee. My name is Tina from Edina. From the Edina. That be Mitzi from the YZZ. Got a BMW 5 Series, so I got to have a maxed out Range Rover SUV. Biden-Harris 2020. Teehee. At least those girls live at home, and the guys that usually, they're like, no, you're getting rid of that crap. And the wife is like, okay, because I know where the money comes from. And they have cleaning people. They're the cleaning people. That's rich. That's rich. When you have cleaning people, that's the wealth. I will always clean my own place. Why? Because I don't have a lot of stuff. It's at the store. So I don't have a lot of things to clean at my place. I can have sex on any surface in my house right now. Now no one's going to come visit me. He's going to be at the dinner table. How do you like dinner? All right. Got consult today. It's just going to be all consulting all day. Had my mom visit. That was a waste of time. Yeah, Ma. I know the story. I was there. I lived it. I'm so far behind work right now. Hey guys, instead of watching sports ball, you want to see a particularly perturbed Aaron Clary go off on stupid clients questions today? Today's the day. All right. We'll see you guys later too.